Welcome to your five for the day. We cannot fail to have noticed the changes that are taking place globally with alarming rapidity and frequency. On an unprecedented scale in the history of our world, geographically, climatically, financially, socially and morally, changes of seismic proportion are taking place. The debt crisis in many countries is becoming frightening, threatening the economy of the entire world. The instability in Africa and the Middle East, and the popular uprisings that have already toppled leaders who seem to be invincible and held power with an iron grip, are spreading at a worrying pace. The preoccupation of many countries with climate change and the alleged far-reaching consequences highlighted by scientists have left millions with almost paralyzing fear and a sense of despair and hopelessness. Wars, famines, violence, terrorism, tsunamis, earthquakes, floods, we begin to wonder, what next? Many fear that the world is careering out of control towards destruction, and there is no one who appears to have the power to stop the downward spiral. It seems that each passing day but adds its quota of gloom to the preceding day, and hope is in short supply. What has happened to all the predictions that we are improving, and man is edging his way inexorably towards utopia? Science has made us free. It will provide us with all the answers, and we can confidently reject out of hand the authority of the Almighty. Or can we? No matter how much many try to pretend that there is no God, doubts creep into the minds of many that perhaps we have gone in the wrong direction, and we would need to reappraise our present situation. Is there anywhere or anyone to whom we can turn for answers? Or must we bravely sail on in the dense mists of ignorance and rebellion towards an uncertain future? The Holy Bible, the inspired Word of God, containing timeless truth from the Creator himself, sheds light on the future of this world and the destiny of every human being on this revolving globe. It clearly reminds us that the next great momentous event is the return of the Lord Jesus. He's been here before. It is an historically attested fact, beyond all doubt, that Jesus the Nazarene, as they contemptuously referred to him, lived in this very world for over 33 years and died outside Jerusalem at a place called Calvary. He had come for one specific reason: to provide salvation for all mankind, to provide a way of escape from the inevitable judgment our sins will incur if not forgiven. This could be accomplished only by his death, as he assumed responsibility for our sins and bore the penalty we deserved. God has been satisfied by the death of the Lord Jesus, and it but remains for us to trust him as our personal Saviour and depend alone upon his sacrifice to gain acceptance with God. All the events taking place presently are a wake-up call from God himself that the return of Christ is imminent, and in a moment millions will be caught away from this world. These events are not merely coincidental happenings that can be easily explained. We must prepare for this great event with all urgency. Many are unaware of what's next and dread what is going to happen because of ignorance and uncertainty. But we have no such excuse. Therefore, we must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour we do not expect.